You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the family members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We say to you this morning, may God bless you, and you have a wonderful day in the Lord. Here it goes. Get ready for our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, yes, yes. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, he cannot, he shall not, and he will not take our joy. Because truly this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day we have never seen before. And long as the Lord has given us breath in our body, guess what we're going to do? We're going to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. And if you are looking for a church home and want to come by and fellowship with us, our Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and our Sunday services start at 11 a.m. Come by and you say, hey, Apostle, how you doing? I heard you on the radio. I come by and we're going to fellowship and we're going to praise the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus. I thank God for what he have done for me this morning, because he had truly made me a miracle. And if you can look at yourself, you are a miracle, because you are up and you are about and you are moving around. And that is a miracle all by itself. I just want to thank God for you and for our listeners who are out there listening to this program. And may God bless you. I know God going to do some wonderful things in your life. And if you need healing, I know that you're already healed. Just claim your healing in the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like. And know that it is the word of God that will sustain us, and it is the word of God that will keep us. Oh, yes, yes. Tomorrow, Sunday, we will have a wonderful time and good time in the Lord tomorrow morning. And I know that the Lord is going to bless somebody. I know the Lord is going to heal somebody. I know the Lord is going to deliver somebody. Somebody is going to be set free tomorrow. Oh, yes, we just want to thank you for tuning in. And our today's lesson will be winning over doubt. We have so many people that are doubting the word of God. We have so many people that are doubting their own abilities. We have so many people that are doubting whether or not who they want to live or not. But we need to learn how to win over our doubt. And we know that Satan is commonly attacking you by attempting to plant seeds of doubt within your heart. Doubt about your salvation, whether or not you are saved or not. Doubt about your skills. And that skills is talking about your knowledge. And you may be on a job. And sometimes Satan will put a doubt. And doubt about your abilities. And that is the power or the capacity to do, to act physically, mentally, legally, moral, or financial. Satan will put a doubt. He'll real drop a doubt in your finances. Make you think that you don't have no money. Make you think that you are totally broke. But we know that we serve a God, a wonderful God. He said he owned 1,000 hills. On every hill, he owned the cattle. So if we serving a God and we say we are the sons of God, then that means that we are not broke. So Satan will always use those doubt. And doubt is feeling insecure or uncertain about truth and reality. He will make you doubt. And we need to find the ways to battle with this doubt. Because sometimes doubt will keep you from coming to church. doubt will keep you from serving and praising the Lord. And he even make you have the doubt for the calling that God had put upon your life. And that calling is the act of a person, a thing that is called your vocation, your profession, or your trade. And God has called us into this vocation. And he has given us a trade. And we must be able to confess who we really are. So we should not let the enemy come in and put doubt on whether or not you are a child of God. We should not let the enemy come in and put doubt and rather know that I am a Christian or not. We should not let the enemy come in and put doubt and whether or not I'm living right or holy. You should know whether you're living right or holy. But he used that tactic in order to get us to fall from the grace of God and give us to turn our back against God and give us to feel depressed and make us feel lonely, and make us feel that nobody loves us or nobody wants us. Put us in a state of sadness and sorrow. And once he began to bring doubt into your mind, doubt into your life and the way you see things, as long as you got doubt, don't you know that he has power in order to control your life? And we all go through that stage of doubt. But we got to learn how to win that battle of doubt. We got to be able to learn how to fight back. I don't know about you, but I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. I don't care how rough, I don't care how tough, I'm not going to give up. I don't care what it feels like, Sister Connie, or what it seems like, Sister Connie, but guess what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight to the very last breath in my body. I'm going to fight to the last ounce of strength that I have. I'm going to fight. I'm not going to give up because I see the whole prize. I'm looking at the whole big picture. Just because we have a little trials and tribulations come our way, why should I give up? I came too far now to back up. I came too far now to turn around and go back. I done went through too much. Been talked about, scandalized, persecuted. So now why I want to turn around? So we got to learn how to fight. And there's another way that you struggle with doubt and unbelief is by thinking that God won't help you because you have not done everything right. Or you believe that God is willing to help other people, but not you. And he does that when we see like other people's like being blessed and we look at our neighbors, maybe he don't go to church, maybe he don't serve God, but yet he's being blessed. And it seems like the more you pray and the more you do, seems like nothing is going right. That's doubt that he's trying to put in your mind. Make you think that God has abandoned you. God has never abandoned you. Make you feel like God is not helping you. And sometimes you look and see how other people be growing and they prospering and they out there having a good time, but yet you still serving God, going to church every Sunday, going to Bible study, being Sunday school, and it seems like ain't nothing going right. But God does not expect perfection from you. God works in your life through faith. He wants you to trust him, believe in him, have faith in him. Have a hopeful and a positive attitude. God wants you to expect him to do good things in your life. Every day you get up, every morning your feet hit the floor. The moment that you open your eyes, this is what you need to say. Something good is going to happen to me today. I can hardly wait to see what God is going to do in my life today. You need to have a positive outlook. Every moment that you get up, you should have a positive outlook. And you especially need to speak these words when the devil is trying to flood your mind with doubt. The way you fight the devil is by opening your mouth, saying what God says. Don't just let the devil use your mind as a garbage dump. You got to speak it in the atmosphere in order to change your situation. You got to be able to speak the word of God out in the open so that the word of God, come on somebody, so that the word of God can tear down those imaginations. Come on now, we need to be able to speak the positive things of God has put in us so that we won't have that doubt in our minds. I have learned if you are sick and want to be well, regardless of what your body is going through, regardless what kind of medication that you're taking, regardless what the doctor said, but you got to speak it that I am healed. I am healed. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ that were laid against his body. For every stripe that I'm healed, you got to believe it with a positive attitude that you already healed, and you watch how the situation begin to change. Oh, come on, somebody. We got to be able to speak stuff in the atmosphere. You got to be able to speak the word of God to change your situations. You got to doubt your doubts. You may be thinking, I just can't get help. I just can't get it. I wish I could believe, but no, I'm doubting. But the truth is, you can. God won't tell you to do something, but he wants you to believe in him. And if it wasn't possible for you to do it, then he wouldn't tell you to do it. You can defeat doubt and unbelief if you know how to do it. So how do you do it? How do we believe God and live by faith? Romans 10 and 17 tell us, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, the key here is the word of God. You need to love the word of God. You need to go after the word of God like you're going after the food when you're really hungry. You know when you're really hungry? You know what you do in order to get some food. So we should have that same attitude when it comes to the word of God. We should go after the word of God. We should go after it in such a manner, such vigorously, that I'm desperate for to get the word of God. And the word of God will change everything in your life. The key is you got to hear the word of God. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. Hearing the word. How can I hear the word? I need to pick up my Bible. I need to read the word of God. And I need to begin to not only read the word of God, but I need to speak the word of God out in the atmosphere so that I can hear the word. It's okay to read it silent, but sometimes I need to speak the word. And when you speak the word will resonate into your mind. We need to learn how to hear and speak the word of God. So that's how faith come by hearing the word of God. Somebody needs some faith out there. I know somebody got some doubts right now. You may be going through something and Satan trying to put some doubts that you're not going to make it. You need to give up. You need to commit suicide. You need to just walk away. God have not done anything for you. He blessing everybody else and he not blessing you. Bringing those doubts in your mind. You're looking at your situation. Seems like your situation is not changing. Seems like the more you pray, like the worse it get. Come on, somebody. But we got the doubts that we have. And God's word is like a medicine for your soul. The word of God would heal your soul when your soul is sick. And it's like the food you need to keep your spirit strong. The word of God will build you a strong spirit when you eat the right word that is full of positive thinking. And I always say, it's all about the attitude, Sister Connie. If you want that thing changed, you need to change your attitude. If you got a negative attitude, you need to switch that around and start having a positive attitude. And a positive attitude will change your situation. That's what it's all about. It's about a positive attitude, about positive thinking. Not getting up doubting whether or not I can do it or not. When I get up in the morning time, I don't care what kind of situation that I'm going through, I don't look at the situation. I'm looking at I already done came through that situation. The answer is already there. As long as I'm holding on, hanging on to the word of God, believing the word of God, hearing the word of God, and the word of God will and shall come to pass. It's like a medicine that we need each and every day. And it would build. And the word of God has inherent powers to change your life when it mixes with faith. And as you study and speak the word, and be sure to always talk about the good things God has done and not your problems. The more you dwell on your problems, the more you get up and think about what you got to go through, the more doubt that he's going to put in your mind. I don't look at my problem. I look how God has already solved the problem. We got to be able to understand that my problem is not too hard for God to handle. My problems is not too big that God cannot solve. Take your eyes off your situation and put your focus on Jesus Christ. He said, bring all your cares and lay it at my feet because my yoke is light. So sometimes we look at our problem and our problem will be a burden. Our problems will keep us down. I get up in the morning time, you know, I sure ain't got, don't have much money today. I don't have enough gas. In my car. I don't look at it. I get up next morning, I got a pocket full of money and a tank full of gas. If God going to get me there, he going to get me there. And then he going to bring me back. See, we got to have such a positive attitude that doubt does not sit in our mind. Ooh, God. In Luke chapter 4, when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil came to tempt him. But when the devil spoke to him, and Jesus responds, see, this is what I like. Jesus said, it is written. And what he did was he quoted the word of God. He used the word as a weapon to overcome the lies of the enemy. We need to learn how to quote the word of God. No matter what situation that you're going through, come on, somebody. No matter what the enemy tried to bring, or what doubt he tried to lay upon you, or what guilt trip he trying to lay upon you, you start quoting the word of God. And I guarantee you, every time you quote the word of God, the enemy to have no other choice but to flee. I don't care what kind of situation you're in, you start quoting the word of God. You start speaking the word of God out in the atmosphere. Man, I'm telling you, that word will change the atmosphere. Man, it's something about when that word get in the atmosphere, things going to have to move. Things going to have to happen because it is the word of God. And the God that I know, he is not a God to lie. God said his word will go out and it will not come back void. If you put it out there, something got to happen, Sister Connie. If you throw it out there, something going to move. But we got to learn how to quote the word of God and start having doubt. Because sometimes we'll quote the word of God and say, I don't know whether or not it's going to work. You got to know it's going to work before you even speak it. You got to know that it's done. You got to receive it before you even speak it. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You got to learn how to win over doubt by speaking the word of God. I'm going to give you some scripture principles to feed your faith, because our faith need to come up. We need to be able to have enough faith to move a mountain. Jesus said, all you need is the faith of the size of a mustard seed. And if you speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to be moved and go to the sea, what that mountain gonna do? That mountain got to move. It gonna move not because of your ability. It's not gonna move because of your power. It gonna move because of the word of God has been spoken. When we speak the word, things happen. Think about when Jesus stood up in the middle of the storm, and all he said was peace. That's all he said, one word, peace. And what the storm did, the storm subsided because he spoke the word of God. He had such faith that he knew that once he stood up and spoke the word, guess what? That mountain had to be removed. So we got to learn how to speak and have faith in the word of God. We need to increase in our faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And this scripture is telling us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You don't have enough money in your pocket. You don't have, God, you got to have faith in order to attract God. You got to have faith in order for God to move on your behalf. You got to have faith. The word of God said it's impossible to please God without faith. So you can speak in tongues all you want to. You can say many folks is all you want to, but if you ain't got faith, you can preach the best sermon in the world, but if you ain't don't have faith, it's impossible. You must believe that God is God, and he is a rewarder. If you seek him, he will reward you. Philippians 4 and 13 and Romans 8 and 31 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Ain't nothing impossible for me to do. Let me read that scripture again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? Is God be for us, who can be against us? If God is on your side, what can the enemy do? How can the enemy cause you to doubt? How can the enemy cause you to fail if God is on your side? Who or what power can be against you? If we have Jesus Christ on our side, I can do all things. It ain't nothing that I can't do. It ain't no trial or tribulation. It ain't no problem or sickness that I can't overcome through Jesus Christ, who strengthened me. It's not my strength, but it is his strength that strengthened me. And Philippians 4 and 19 says, but my God, this is what I like, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Paul is telling us in Philippians that God promised to meet all our needs, whether they be physical or moral support. Whatever need that you need, God will supply. If you need money, God will supply. Come on, somebody. If you need healing, God will supply. If you need deliverance, God will supply. All your needs, God will supply. This is a promise that God has made. And this is what we need to hold on, gravitate to, speak the word of God, keep it in our heart, write it on our heart, memorize it in our mind, that when the enemy comes against us and we begin to speak the word of God, knowing that there's a promise that God would do, and God has never failed us yet. My God. Hebrews 13 and 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you. Paul is encouraging us, like I am encouraging you today, that God will never forsake you. He'll never leave you. Matter of fact, you're the one who left him. He always standing there with his arm open, ready to receive you back if you just turn around and go back to the Lord. One thing that I know, God has never left his people, but we always turn our back against God. And when we turn our back against God, now we want to accuse God of leaving us. God ain't never left you. You left him. You decided to go out. You decided to do other things. You had the love of God, and you still have the love of God, because he loved you so much that he is still waiting for you to return, like the prodigal son that came back home. He's waiting to have a party. He's waiting to take the fat of the calf. Come on, somebody. All you have to do is realize, like the prodigal son, no matter what, he took all the inheritance and spent it. Didn't have no friends. In the pen with the hogs. And he realized that I need to go back home to my father. Somebody need to come back home to the father right now. And he still loves you. And he still will forgive you. You decided to leave the home because Satan put doubt in your mind. And Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Jesus said that all we need to do is call upon the Lord in prayer, and he will answer our needs. All we need to do is call upon the Lord in our prayer. And Jesus said, he will answer our prayer. Wow. Winning over doubt. I guess I'm going to have to, time is drawing near. I guess I'm going to have to finish this up next week. And winning over doubt. So our morning service start at 10 o'clock. It's our Sunday school. And our Sunday morning service start at 11. And if you need a ride to the church, just give me a call at 561-718-2361. And we are trying to make a provision to come pick you up and bring you to the church. And it's all I say when you come, just come with the shouting shoe, just come praising God, lift up the name of Jesus. And if you come looking for a deliverance, come looking for a healing, just don't come to church just to be coming, but just come. And the address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And after the program, if you want to give me a call, you can call me at 561-718-2361. And that is my cell number. And we do, and I do live in Port St. Lucie, and the church is in Port St. Lucie. So we're looking to forward to seeing you tomorrow and having a good time. And just praising God, lift up the name of Jesus. And we're going to give a devil a blackout. We're going to kick him in the head. Or we're going to upset him, because I know what he's trying to do. But he cannot do what he want to do. Because we know that we have.